The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about women of sound. These women dominated the airwaves, innovating, documenting, and creating the audio landscape we live in today.
Today, we're talking about a pioneering Jamaican poet, broadcaster, and activist. Through her work at the BBC, she connected London to the Caribbean, bringing the voice of West Indian migrants back home over the radio. Let's talk about Una Marson.
We're all ready for you, Miss Marson.
Thank you, Tommy. Hello, West Indies. This is Una Marson calling you from London. Tonight, we're having a special party.
Una was born in 1905 near Santa Cruz, Jamaica. She enjoyed a middle-class upbringing and education. And by the time she was in her early 20s, she found work as the assistant editor of a political magazine in Kingston. 2 years later, Una started her own magazine, which she called The Cosmopolitan. Una's magazine was the first Jamaican magazine owned and edited by a woman, and it covered everything a young woman would need to read about: housekeeping, fashion, poetry, feminism, and radical politics. Una herself ran the gamut as a writer. She penned poetry on womanhood in Jamaica and wrote a play about a mixed-race relationship. Her work simply asked the questions she wanted to ask, no pretense in sight. In 1932, Una moved to London. At the time, Jamaica was still a colony of England. When Una arrived in the city, she was a published writer, founder, and editor of a successful magazine. But she found her opportunities limited by a ban that restricted the jobs she could apply for and the places she could go as a Black woman. People seemed surprised when Una spoke. She wrote about the experience in a poem. "You speak good English, little brown girl. How is it you speak English as though it belonged to you?" Una, along with students and West Indian and African migrants, found a place to stay at Dr. Harold Moody's house. Moody was the founder of the League of Colored Peoples, an organization fighting to better the lives of Black Britons. Una soon became the League's secretary, and later the editor of the League's quarterly journal. During this time, Una became a more fervent activist for Caribbeans. She traveled between Jamaica and England more often, attending congresses for women's suffrage and economic support for Jamaica. By 1941, Una found a new home for her work at the BBC. the broadcaster had been steadily expanding its reach during wartime. People living in the West Indies joined the war effort in the UK, and the BBC launched programs to keep them connected to their loved ones and homelands. One of those shows was Calling the West Indies. It showcased short-form stories and music from primarily Caribbean voices in London. Then it played messages from family members, from servicemen, reaching out across oceans and battlefields to carry the words of loved ones from one to another over the airwaves. Una was the show's guiding voice, a presenter, an interviewer, an interpreter.
This is Una Marston introducing West Indians in Britain. First of all, here is Larry Constantine, the world-famous cricketer. Larry used to be just a summer visitor, but when the war began, he became a welfare officer to the Ministry of Labor.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Constantine.
With this new job, Una became the BBC's first black radio presenter and producer. Later, she developed a new weekly feature called Caribbean Voices. It was more poetic, more along the lines of Una's writing back in Jamaica, featuring stories and poetry by West Indian writers. It was hugely influential to the development of West Indian literature in the UK. Unfortunately, Una's participation in Caribbean Voices was short-lived, thanks in part to the ongoing injustice she'd been working so hard to stop in the UK. Co-workers at the BBC knew Una was an incredible producer, but they also called her impatient. Una was direct and ambitious and probably overworked. She developed what an internal memo called crises at work. As that same memo stated, her main difficulties probably arise from social rather than technical circumstances. By 1946, she'd been diagnosed with schizophrenia. The BBC secured her passage back to Jamaica. She didn't return to the UK. Una continued her work in reform and relief. She attended seminars, established her own publishing company, and tended to people in need. She was given a scholarship to study social development in Jamaica. In 1965, at the age of 60, Una died. All month, we're talking about Women of Sound. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.